to the Multimedia Man podcast number 20. Number 20. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elkon.
What's up?
Andrew Conway.
Always trying to steal my kisses.
Adam Conway.
Yeah.
And Mark Chaffardini.
Do you know what nemesis means?
Yes, I do, Governor. This is our 20th podcast. It is great. We've been drinking. We've been taking shots. I have a feeling that this topic, we are going to finish off these beers. This topic is all about Sundance, which is coming up here this month. Yes. And it is the 20th anniversary, of Sundance. So here we will let you know in the know about some of the cool flicks that are going to be coming out for Sundance premiering. I have a few off the top of my head. Nick Offerman has something coming out called American Ham. I think it's like a stand-up thing, isn't it?
No, it's like...
It's not stand-up?
It's a sit-down. Kind of mockumentary.
It's a sit-down.
It is a comedy.
It's a mockumentary.
It's comedy.
Yeah. It's mockumentary.
Yeah.
About him going place to place,
right? Well, he's been doing it. Yeah, he's been touring.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just behind the scenes of that whole...
Which is pretty cool. And then another one is called Hits, which is David Cross directing. Matt Walsh, and Matt Walsh plays a guy named Dave who is a municipal worker.
Who's Matt Walsh for people that don't know?
Matt Walsh is in Veep. He is in, what's the other movie?
Drink.
There's several.
Ah!
Damn it.
Veep's not a movie.
Well, he was originally on Upright Citizen Brigade.
Yes. He's in a lot. You'd recognize him. But he plays a municipal worker whose rants go viral. Online, like his craziness. There's also, of course, The Raid 2, which we're all looking forward to. premiering. Yeah. And then flick called Young Ones, which is a post-apocalyptic movie with Michael Shannon and Elle Fanning.
I love Young Guns.
Young Ones.
What the hell does that mean? Chavez?
Young Guns. Maybe Tarantino's
that needs to be remade.
Hateful Eight is a remake of Young Guns.
Emilio's available.
Oh, I completely forgot movie news.
Australia.
Oh. We can come back.
But yeah, Raid 2, Young Ones, Hits, and Nick Offerman. I'm looking forward to. Anybody else have anything they're looking forward to?
We've got a time.
Yeah, I got. I'll go next since I can.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Since it is the 20th anniversary, there's a lot of people coming back that have actually been to Sundance before. One of those is
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford's going to be there.
He won't be there. Lynn Shelton, who did Your Sister's Sister, is making her fourth trip out with movie called Maggie, starring.
Although her last movie, I damn didn't like.
Touchy Feely?
The Conway. Yeah. Taking him back.
Touchy Feely.
Keira Knightley and Chloe Grace Moretz was the star in it.
This was pretty good.
Sam Rockwell's in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about that when she was here.
And then,
what's a Sam Rockwell experience like? He dances.
He's great.
Exactly. Let me drink this real quick.
Drink up, boy.
Then next we have Zach Braff coming back. He premiered Garden State 10 years ago there.
Oh, is this his
Kickstarter?
His controversial Kickstarter movie, Wish I Was Here.
Right. Oh, you feel like a dumbass.
I'm about to talk slow again. Yeah. Every time I talk fast.
Brian Kluger, beer cop.
Hey. So yeah, it's Wish I Was Here.
It's not single.
Directing and starring in.
Pablo.
We'll see what happens, because a lot of people are kind of angry at him.
Zach Braff's quality. This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah, people are angry at the fact that
he's being stupid.
Yeah, well,
Zach Braff's
could have put up $1 million of his own money. That's what people are like.
Good for him.
Kickstarter should be for people that
Veronica Mars people can be all excited too. They got their Kickstarter.
I know, but so we'll see. We'll see what kind of reaction it gets. And then another little piece I have. David Wayne and Michael Showalter,
yes,
who premiered Wet Hot American Summer in 2001 at the festival, is coming back with another movie.
Drink.
With rom-com spoof. I'm so mad.
Can't read my words anymore.
I can't do it.
Rom-com spoof starring Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd, and Christopher Maloney.
I'm excited about that.
And a movie called They Come Together.
Yes.
Sorry,
Christopher Maloney.
He was in
Wet
Hot
American Summer.
C-O-M-E.
He was so good in that.
In Wet Hot American Summer,
he
was great. He was the guy who humped the fridge.
And the can, yeah.
And his best friend was the can of vegetables.
Yeah,
that was
so
the best.
I love him,
I've been looking forward to those movies.
Yeah, I'm excited. Take another one. Gotti, what are your Sundance coverage look like?
Sorry.
Did you spray it a bit?
He spit in your face.
A couple of documentaries. We'll jump to documentaries. Kind
of
big. There's a documentary on Nick Cave.
Brian is screaming inside right now.
It's called 20,000 Days, and it's about a year in the life of Nick Cave.
Nick Cage. 20,000 Days is not
I gotta be in this movie.
That's the joke. You gotta go see the movie.
What about my orange drink?
Gotcha, bitch.
A little bit light on the head, thank you.
Thus, gotta be in this.
one of those 20 reunion people, Steve James, who did Hoop Dreams at Sundance,
Soup Dreams.
Has his Roger Ebert biopic like itself.
Mechanical appendage.
Alex Gibney, the Oscar-winning director, has Finding Fela, which is about Fela Kuti, the Afro rap reggae guy, and they had. Fella actually came through as a musical to the Wind Spirit last
good
year. Fella? Yeah, he's a cool fella.
We had
Porter
it for Ray Liotta. Also.
Yeah, quality right there, Zangelo. Also, another documentary, Joe Berlinger's Whitey Ford story.
I cannot wait.
Called Whitey Ford, the United States of America versus James.
I did an American Express commercial with him.
He
was talking about going to
real
and stuff.
Like,
it's awesome.
That's cool.
The
feature.
Yeah. Now,
so wait a second. He just said that he did a commercial with them.
With Whitey?
No. Yes, Whitey.
Oh, with Joe. Joe's Texan. Joe's from Texas.
He actually lives in New York, but he was in town doing a web series for American Express, and I got a chance to actually shoot a few things about up and coming businesses, and two of the businesses were actually in Dallas, so he came down, and he was actually talking about, right after he finished here, he was going to meet up with Whitey.
For those that haven't seen his work, the guy's awesome.
He did a Metallica documentary. Yeah. He did all the Paradise Lost documentaries about the three, which are heartbreaking.
If you haven't seen them.
Yes.
And if you're unfamiliar with Whitey Bulger, Jack Nicholson's character in
Departed
was based on him.
Yeah, but he's much more, like, he didn't die, like, in that. Like, Whitey was only caught about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so he's been
technically hasn't been on full trial, I don't think.
He's following from the capture through trial, so
exactly.
It should be very interesting.
And there's two features
that
are, you know, competing, trying to make it out. One with Johnny Depp, and then the one with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So we'll see which one comes out.
So it's big, and it's good news for Sundance.
It's crazy that he gets access like that. So it should be, I'm excited for that, for sure.
Let's see. There's also a doc called The Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Swartz, which... If you don't know who Aaron Swartz is, he's the co-creator of Reddit.
Yeah, they who killed himself.
In January.
Yeah.
And
because
it's the story of why, potentially, and it's supposedly a very mysterious documentary, kind of like The Invisibles. It was a couple of years ago that got a lot of buzz. And also the Sugar Man documentary that also had that mysterious flow to it. This is, they say, is a very similar to that style. So that's documentary news. Some really cool ones going to be this year. Said Zach Braff. Jim Jarmusch, one of the original 20, has his film Only Lovers Left Alive, which is the vampire.
Son of a bitch!
It stars Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston.
That one's from before.
It's
you have another one
in
coming.
April.
Well, good for you. They also announced the jurors, the
jurors,
full list.
The rural jurors.
Jurors. and just some kind of cool names. Bryan Singer. Leonard Maltin, Tracy Chapman, the musician.
Interesting.
Oh, player fave?
No. The writer of Prometheus. He's one of the jurors for the...
Damon Lindelof? Or
no, John, the other guy.
Are you writing a fast car?
And then...
Really?
The director of 20 Feet from Sardin, Morgan Neville, is also one of the jurors.
Cool.
Aaron kind of
brother.
Yeah. Aaron's dead. That's sad, fucker. Couple of Texans. The Zellner brothers have another film at Sundance, like their eight.
Did you ever see the
Drink?
Did you ever see the short?
Say it again.
The Sasquatch.
It was hilarious. The baby one.
The baby one so
this
so
one
gross.
Is called Kimiko the Treasure Hunter. And I think it's about the little girl that was in their previous film, but I'm not fully sure.
Oh,
isn't it a feature? Isn't it a feature this time?
Hold on.
It's number five. Forgot any of the speech he's got going on.
And you're
going
to talk about, I'm sure you're talking about Hellion, right? Is that what you're about?
Shut up!
Adam knows you so well, Gotti.
That is next.
I know, that's next.
And then you're going to pause, brief moment for...
So Kat Candler, who's another Austin-based, she actually taught at UT, has her feature version of Hellion, which I think we've all seen in the short. This one has, of course, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad playing Johnny Mars' character. Johnny Mars does have another character in it, so it's like the 15th film. Our good friend Johnny Mars.
Hold on. This is rough for you.
Wait, the short
film. It happens, don't worry about it. It happened to me.
It went
Juliette
to
Lewis is also in this feature version. And, I'll get to that one.
Well, it went to the Sundance Screenwriters Lab, which was cool because that's actually starting to produce more and more filmmakers now. Some filmmakers.
That's two.
But last year it was.
I'm going to veto that on your behalf.
But it was, no, it's
last
got the
year
word in it.
David Lowry's movie.
Damn it!
Ain't the
Body
Saints.
Three.
I was just going to say that. Ain't the Body Saints.
Which also was at the producer's lab for.
Producer's lab, too?
Yeah, Toby and James.
Yeah.
Same movie. And their
Power Hour.
So there's a lot of awesome Texans starting to make their way to Sundance.
Last year was kind of the most Texans ever. They say this year might
trump that?
Yeah. Might trump it.
Wow. Go Texas.
A lot of our Austin brethren, people we know, people we've interviewed, people who we might have worked for,
yeah,
are all going to be out there, so it's really cool. And we'll get more news. Usually I get invited to a cool, the Texas Independent Film League puts up a screening down in Austin of the short films going to Sundance and Slamdance, and they've invited me the past 2 years, Kelly Williams over there.
Nice.
So hopefully I'll do a full report in an upcoming
podcast.
How'd
you get that invite?
Kelly really liked one of my... I interviewed him back in the day, but he really liked one of my stories.
I love Kelly.
Kelly's one of the nicest dudes in the film industry.
He's awesome, yeah.
And when we do our...
Did you say the F industry?
No, I didn't.
He did.
Oh.
And when I do my festival thing, I'll have Kelly in
mind. You should run the Austin F
Festival. Yeah.
I love that.
F-I-L-M Festival.
Mark, do you have any Sundance news? Yeah, I have some ones that could be considered obscure. Elijah Wood has really been on a tear recently.
We need to get more beer.
Right?
Yeah.
We need to change.
Being in some flicks,
like water?
Talkies that just you don't expect him in, like Maniac and Grand Piano. He's going to be in one called Cooties, which is kind of a zombie spin based in an elementary school where like
he's a high school teacher, right?
Yeah, circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you got your cootie shot. Well, if you don't have your cootie shot, you become a zombie or something.
It's all like the little girls, right? Yeah.
Sounds like it's gonna be really cute.
Well, it's actually
kind of creepy.
It's one of the first films he's actually producing for his new dress
company.
Oh,
these cute little girls.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, you see, he's
like, my leg. Oh, no,
okay.
In a good way.
Sorry. Let's bring the mic closer to people who want to play.
Well,
aren't inebriated.
Cooties is actually Elijah Wood's one of his first produced movies. It was
you said it twice.
I know.
I'm just wondering.
I didn't
why
say
you're
it at all when I was talking to Mark about it, but the minute you guys, motherfucker.
This
and,
is the
anyway,
last segment.
So that
way.
Seems like it could be fun. The other one is the next one is Appropriate Behavior, which is I think kind of a worldly flick. It's about a woman. I believe she's in Iran. I'm bad on details
is
right
this
now.
Is this part of the world drama competition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where she's
great flock of singles.
She's bisexual, but she can't tell her parents, and she has problems with her ex-girlfriend, and it's, you know, a little emotional piece. The next one's called, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but it's Badadook.
It's a great movie.
Badadook?
That's a great title for a movie. I'm not
it's,
sure I'm saying this right.
It's
That'd be a great title for a movie.
It's an Australian film about a little boy.
Damn it!
Me too. It's an Australian talkie.
A little boy!
About a boy and his mother, and they read this story together. And the story kind of maybe foretells what's going to happen to her because he asks,
you know, mommy, are you going to die? And, you know, she doesn't know if it's just an obscure question or something. So it's a little bit mysterious, and I don't want to give too much away. The next one is called Blind, about a woman who goes blind, and she
makes
starts...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And does she ever not be blind?
Anyway, so it's about the woman dealing with this thing, and her husband, who, when he should be at work, she starts to feel his presence around the apartment.
Oh.
So she doesn't know if she's being toyed with or she's imagining it. So it could be, I mean, you ever see that movie Wait Until Dark? With, I think it's Audrey Hepburn from back
Yes.
in
the... See, I was thinking more yes. of At First Sight with Val Kilmer. That's what I was thinking. Was
really?
More like...
That's not the same. That's not...
Why'd you call that?
Did you say the F word?
I did.
Anyway, so that one could
well,
be
well, you gotta drink yours before I pour another one.
The next one is, let's see, Blue Ruin.
What?
It's about a grifter, not a grifter, a vagrant who finds out that... he's exacting revenge on the people who did something to his family. And I forget the director on that, but it's just another one that... I mean, all these selections are kind of ones that, you know, you probably won't see outside of a festival, so I try to focus on those.
Well, let's give James Faust some credit. He'll be down there, and he'll bring some to the Dallas International Film Festival. He has every year.
I want him... Yeah.
Son of a...
Sorry, James.
He has every year.
I would love to see the Dallas Festival bring in that trailer that came out, the Kung Fury, once it's made. Oh, how badass would that be?
I'm not
That'd
talking
be cool.
anymore.
Anything else for you?
There's one called The Disobedient, but it's another sort of foreign artsy film. It's about two kids who...
Mm-hmm.
Don't you snap your fingers at me. your little Venetian head.
He snaps his fingers and Adam just slowly goes.
So it's a talkie about these kids who grew up. I think it's from Syria. Serbia? Anyway. Two kids who grew up.
No, we're not doing that game.
Who grow up and they meet again as adults and they take this bike ride across their native country and they sort of struggle with world issues in their, you know, ongoing relationship. Could be worth.
How am I supposed to drive after this?
Sleep here.
You're not drunk, are you?
It's my turn, right?
No.
Yeah,
it's my turn.
What, did you
hear
already?
I did.
Yeah, he was first.
I did.
Yeah.
I talked about Nick Offerman, Hits, Raid, and Young Ones.
Some of the ones I'm excited for is there's a movie called.
He was trying so hard.
Let's go back to talking about TV.
Anton Corbin, who did The American, has a
Corbin Dust.
That's so good.
A Most Wanted Man, which is based on a John le Carré book that stars Philip Seymour Hoffman. It sounds just interesting to me.
John le Carré, those books really move at a swift pace.
Someone else in that, Richard Jenkins.
Yeah.
Richard Jenkins?
God damn.
As well as Rachel McAdams and William Dafoe.
Yeah, that's
all
star.
It was a firefight!
Then the director...
God, he's never seen that.
The director of Another Earth.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear what you said.
Another Earth?
Yeah, director of Another Earth, Mike Cahill, is coming back with his new movie called
Yes.
I, Origins.
Is he was posting stuff on Twitter about that, Cahill. Oh,
it's about a molecular biologist who uncovers
nice
startling evidence
in.
That will change
and beautiful.
Our lives forever.
Hold on, what'd you say? Say that again.
Oh, it's about a molecular biologist who uncovers something that will change everyone's lives forever.
Did you say molecular?
Molecular.
Nuclear.
And it stars Britt Marling and Michael Pitt.
Sweet.
So,
I like Michael Pitt. Michael Pitt's so good.
And then
he's in Boardwalk Empire.
Not no more.
Yes. Another flick is Rudderless, which is when
I thought you said it was this goddamn director debut when I brought that shit up last time.
It's been all
I didn't say any M or F word. That's a director debut.
And it's
Fuckers.
William H. Macy's director of debut.
Yeah, because I said that last week.
And it's also the closing night flick for Motherfucker. For the festival.
I sent him a link the next day and
they're
he
also
never replied to me. You know I'm talking to
I know.
You.
They're showing
if you don't
the,
realize it, guys,
the sequel
Adam.
To The Trip, called The Trip to Italy.
Steve Coogan.
Yes.
Yes. Burns.
And the other guy, who like...
Who does the best Michael
Who
Caine.
Does a great, the best sense of a woman.
Booyah! Damn it. He understands it's a guilty pleasure.
And he is. Of the scars.
I don't
and
think you doubt what guilty pleasure is. It's really funny.
There's also a flick called The Voices Inside that stars Ryan Reynolds, and it was actually the number one script on the blacklist
really?
2 years ago.
Anything with Ryan Reynolds.
And it's
before Ryan Reynolds was attached.
It's basically about a guy who's a lovable sort of factory worker who yearns for the attention of a woman but ends up killing her on the advice of his talking animals. So it's a little Son of Sam-esque, but
a little bit.
We'll see. It was a good script. So.
I've got another connection to this feature.
Flick.
Oh yeah, Jim Mickle.
Yeah, I love him. We are what we are.
He has his new film Cold July, which he talked to us a little bit about. Which, damn it, is it's based off Joe Lansdale, the Texan writer, who did Bubba Hotep and a bunch of other quality. Cold July was actually one of his first books. And I'm just thinking instead of F word. And yeah, Jim's quality director, quality young director. That
he is. He's super nice too.
Yeah. So good luck with that there. And he said the William H. Macy. Oh, Joe Swanberg has Happy Christmas filmed before Drinking Buddies or during Drinking Buddies.
And speaking of Joe Swanberg.
His brother
next comes out on Blu-ray.
Great.
I reviewed it. It's great, yeah.
Did he do that?
Yes.
No, he's in it.
Oh, he's in it. His death.
Adam Weingart directed it.
Pretty
okay.
But Ty West is in it and Joe Swanberg.
Yeah. What's that movie?
Gotti has a really big smile on his face.
Who did the kill list?
I think
was that?
Who did the kill list?
It almost tied with me.
Adam, who did the kill
list? That's Ben Wheatley.
That messed
again, it's
my
us,
head. I know.
His movie's awesome.
Like 9 beers.
Well, is that our Sundance?
Well, there was one other movie I was going to also mention. It's called Skeleton Twins, starring Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig. It's kind of a more serious dramedy, but from what I've seen on it, it looks like it'll be pretty good. Hopefully it'll get distribution.
I like Bill Hader. Have you guys heard about that new show on IFC, the Loss of Innocence, or the...
It's Babylon.
Yeah.
Spoils of Babylon.
Yeah.
It's directed by Matt Piedmont, who's an SNL guy.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Toby.
He directed Casa de mi Padre.
Yeah, which wasn't that great, but still.
I like
it. It's better than Anchorman 2.
So, are we going to post the Sundance shorts on our Facebook?
Sure.
Yeah, that's one thing I forgot to mention.
Mention it.
Yeah, right now on YouTube, Sundance has posted over 20 of their short films that are actually going to be at the festival. Yep.
I hate you guys.
That's why Brian wanted you to say it.
Son of a bitch, Brian.
I hate you guys.
And we'll be posting some of the shorts on our page, so check them out and support Sundance and support
some
us.
Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
That's Sundance
I've seen like
20.
Three of them.
Right. Sundance 2014 20th anniversary runs through January 26th.
If you're going to be there, tell us about it.
And dress warm.
Yeah, dress warm.
And tell Robert we
said hi. Nuts will fall off.
And breathe carefully.